KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball play last night, a girls' hoops, it was Atlantic defeating Carroll 66-29. First win of the year for the Atlantic girls as Catherine Leonard led the way with 16 points. Erin Olson had 15. Tiffany Williams also had 15 to lead Atlantic. Also in girls' hoops last night, it was AHST over CAM 36-30. Griswold edging Southwest Valley 41-39. Kemper Catholic down Riverside 58-30. Tri-Center over Adair Casey 49-43. Bedford beat Nishnabotna 61-25. Guthrie Center over Coon Rapids Bayard 35-24. Winterset beat Creston 62-39. In boys basketball last night, AHST was a winner over CAM 58-27. It was Griswold beating Southwest Valley 70-54. Bedford a winner over Nishnabotna 65-49. Coon Rapids Bayard topping Guthrie Center 47-28. Diagonal beat South Page 81-61. In men's college basketball last night, Iowa State used a 17-3 run in the first half to take command, and the Cyclones raced away to a 99-70 victory over Auburn in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Dustin Hoge had 22 points and 16 rebounds as the Cyclones improved to 6-0.
Yeah, it was a very good performance. Got off to a little sluggish start. I think some of that had to do with just not being able to find the basket. Missed our first eight threes. Then Matt hit that one, took the lid off, and really got us going. Obviously, Dustin Hoge was unbelievable, especially with Melvin and George picking up two quick fouls. But those guys, we were able to play a smaller lineup because Dustin was controlling the glass out there. But really happy with the effort, and hopefully we can just keep it going.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones had some pretty good numbers as they out-rebounded the Tigers 47-36, leading to some easy baskets. They also won the turnover battle, finishing the game with only nine of them. Hoiberg says good defense helped to set the tone.
We really wanted to shrink the floor with this team. You know, we talked in a pregame that this was going to be a similar game plan to UMKC, obviously, with better athletes and more size. We wanted to take away paint touches. And, you know, our help defense was there all night long. And that's what you try to do in practice is put a game plan together and then have your guys go out there and follow it. And they certainly did that tonight.
Matt Thomas and Melvin Edgem each had 14 points to help lead the Cyclones as they moved to 6-0. 12th-ranked Connecticut was a winner as well on Monday night in top 25 basketball as Shabazz Napier hit a jumper from the free-throw line as time expired to keep the Huskies undefeated with a 65-64 victory over number 15, Florida. While Michigan State held on to the top spot for a third straight week in the Associated Press College Basketball poll, receiving all but two of the first-place votes, Arizona moved from fourth to second as they got the other two first-place ballots. Kentucky remains third, while Syracuse jumps from eighth to fourth. Ohio State moves up a couple of spots to fifth, and they're followed by Kansas, which had been second. Completing the top ten are Louisville, Wisconsin, Oklahoma State, and Duke, which drops four spots after losing to Arizona in the NIT season tip-off. In the NBA last night, it was Washington beating Orlando 98-80. New Orleans outlasting Chicago in triple overtime, 131-128. San Antonio beat Atlanta 102-100. Utah over Houston 109-103. Portland beat Indiana 106-102. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Winnipeg over the New York Rangers 5-2. Montreal beat New Jersey 3-2. Minnesota topping Philadelphia 2-0. And Los Angeles beat St. Louis by a final of 3-2. Well, the Seattle Seahawks are the first NFL team to clinch a playoff berth after winning a matchup that looked great on paper and lopsided on the field. Russell Wilson threw for 310 yards and three touchdowns without an interception as the Seahawks pounded New Orleans 34-7. Wilson also was the Seahawks' top rusher, carrying eight times for 47 yards as Seattle improved to a league-best 11-1. The Saints were held to 12 first downs and 188 total yards in their worst loss of the season. Drew Brees completed 23 of his 38 passes, but they were good for just 147 yards. The 7 points matched the fewest scored by the Saints since Sean Payton became the coach in 2006. That outcome allows the Carolina Panthers to move into a virtual first-place tie with the Saints in the NFC South. Both teams are at 9-3. Elsewhere around the league, Broncos head coach John Fox has returned to work less than a month after undergoing open-heart surgery to have his aortic valve fixed. Fox missed the toughest stretch of the season before coming back. During his absence, defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio guided the 10-2 Denver Broncos into first place in the AFC West, winning 3 of 4 games. Geno Smith says he's been told by quarterbacks coach David Lee that he would start for the New York Jets Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. Smith was benched in favor of Matt Sims at halftime of the Jets' 23-3 loss to the Miami Dolphins Sunday after another brutal performance. The rookie was 4 for 10 for 29 yards and an interception and an 8.3 quarterback rating. The NFL says Sunday night's officiating crew should have stopped play and eliminated confusion about the down and distance at the end of the Giants' 24-17 victory in Washington, with New York leading by 7 points just after the two-minute warning. A catch by the Redskins' Pierre Garçon on 2nd and 5 was spotted short of a first down at the Washington 45. Referee Jeff Triplett signaled 3rd down, but then the head linesman, with the Redskins in a hurry-up offense, incorrectly motioned for the crew to advance the chains, and that caused the down boxes to read 1st down. Well, everything has changed in the last 3 weeks for the Kansas City Chiefs. In the 9 weeks prior to their bye week, the Chiefs had rolled to a 9-0 record, an unimaginable turnaround from a 2-14 finish a year ago. The defense was holding opponents to just 13.3 points per game, and the offense was playing nearly mistake-free football. After a pair of losses to the Broncos, sandwiched around a heartbreaking defeat to the Chargers, the Chiefs not only have to watch the AFC West lead slip away, but they've also become the first team in the NFL to win its first 9 games and then lose 3 in a row. So it's gut check time for the Chiefs, who will have their opportunity again this Sunday when they play on the road at Washington. In college football news, Southern California's search for a new head football coach has ended with the hiring of Steve Sarkisian. The former Trojans assistant leaves the University of Washington, where he was 8-4 this season and 34-29 in 5 years after taking over a program that went 0-12 in 2008. He inherits a USC team that went 6-2 under interim coach Ed Orgeron, who replaced Lane Kiffin 5 games into the season. Orgeron stepped down yesterday after learning that he would not become the permanent coach, and that leaves open the possibility that Sarkisian will coach the Trojans for their bowl game later this month. Wake Forest coach Jim Grobe is resigning after 13 seasons at the school, saying it's probably good for the program to have some new energy and a new direction. The AP National Coach of the Year in 2006 was 77-82 with the Blue at the Demon Deacons, and he shares the program record for coaching victories with D.C. P-Head Walker. The 61-year-old Grobe finishes with a career record of 110, 115, and 1 in a combined 19 years at Wake Forest and Ohio. Well, the prosecutor investigating sexual assault allegations against Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston has no apparent timetable for completing that probe. State Attorney Willie Meggs on Monday reiterated that he wants the process to be thorough and won't let FSU's football schedule or Winston's Heisman Trophy possibilities determine when his investigation will conclude. Winston has led the Seminoles to the #1 ranking and a berth in the ACC title game Saturday with a shot at the national crown. The quarterback is also the leading candidate for the Heisman, and many voters are waiting to see if Winston will be charged with a crime before they cast their ballots. The deadline for Heisman ballots to be turned in is December 9th. Florida cornerback Luchez Purifoy has declared for the NFL draft, giving up his final year of eligibility. The school made that announcement 2 days after the 4-8 Gators completed their first losing season since 1979. Purifoy joins teammate Dominique Easley, who announced he's turning pro after a season-ending knee injury in September. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals chose not to offer a 2014 contract to reliever John Axford, making the former closer a free agent. Axford was a combined 7-7 with a .445 earned run average for Milwaukee and St. Louis last year, but he was 1-0 with a 1.74 ERA after the Cardinals acquired him in a late August trade. He made 6 appearances in the postseason and allowed a run in 5 2/3 innings and struck out 9. The 30-year-old Axford led the Brewers with 46 saves in 2011, but he lost the closer role a year later. Teams had until midnight to offer 2014 contracts to unsigned players on their 40-man rosters. The Detroit Tigers have traded starting pitcher Doug Fister to the Washington Nationals for infielder Steve Lombardozzi, left-hander Ian Kroll, and minor league lefty Robbie Ray. The 29-year-old Fister was 14-9 with a .367 earned run average this year. He was 32-20 in 2+ seasons with the Tigers. A person with knowledge of the negotiation says free agent left-hander Scott Kazmir is closing in on a $22 million 2-year contract with the Oakland Athletics, pending a physical. The 29-year-old Kazmir went 10-9 with a .404 earned run average in 29 starts and 158 innings for the Cleveland Indians last season. Deonner Navarro and the Toronto Blue Jays have agreed to a 2-year, $8 million contract. The catcher batted .300 with a career-high 13 homers and 34 RBIs in 89 games for the Chicago Cubs last season. And one of the busiest flying days of the year saw Delta Airlines cancel an Atlanta-bound commercial flight from Gainesville Regional Airport so that they could accommodate the University of Florida men's basketball team. The Gainesville Sun reports the team's charter plane was grounded on Sunday afternoon by maintenance issues. So the team was headed to Storrs, Connecticut for a Monday night game against the University of Connecticut. A Delta spokesman told the newspaper that passengers on Delta Connection Flight 5059 were either placed on other flights or given vouchers valid for use on future trips. Team spokesman Denver Parler told The Sun that he wasn't aware that passengers were displaced. He said about 35 people affiliated with the team were on the 50-seat plane. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.